This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. You will have to excuse the people of New England this morning if they seem a bit disoriented. They are waking up to a world in which the Red Sox from Boston are winners. Last night in St. Louis, the Red Sox beat the hometown Cardinals 3-0 and won the World Series. I'll repeat that. The Boston Red Sox won the World Series. It hadn't happened since 1918, and the ensuing years brought a team's futility to a point of mythic proportions. NPR's Tom Goldman in St. Louis has the first of two reports.
Okay, Red Sox, we get it. This was your year, and nothing was going to change that. Sorry to doubt you when the New York Yankees led your playoff series 3-0. Sorry about wondering how you were going to deal with St. Louis's mighty power pack lineup. Sorry even last night when, knowing you'd played so well during the World Series, we still didn't think you'd sweep the Cardinals 4 straight games. But then Johnny Damon, the bearded, long-haired symbol of your renegade team, smacked the 4th pitch of the game beyond the right field wall for a leadoff home run. As Damon rounded the bases to a mixture of groans and cheers from visiting Boston fans, few probably thought that one run would be enough to win. But it was, because while St. Louis made good defensive plays and snuffed several Boston rallies, the Cardinals once again couldn't hit the Red Sox pitchers. That mighty St. Louis lineup scored no runs and got just 4 hits. Cardinals manager Tony La Russa spoke on Fox TV after the game.
When they had to make a pitch, they did, and we didn't have enough to swing it. But I also think that, you know, there were times that, you know, we got frustrated and we came off pitches and didn't do as much as we could have. So like I say, overall, I think we went about it the right way. I mean, in all years, I mean, I've never enjoyed a club more than this one. I've enjoyed all ones like this one. It's been a great group to be around, but we didn't get here to lose.
But that motivation crumbled in the face of a Boston team that was absolutely driven to win, and maybe, just maybe, nudged along by destiny. Reporters love that destiny stuff, so we entered the euphoric, champagne-soaked Boston clubhouse, armed with questions about 1918 and about that infamous sale of Babe Ruth by the Red Sox to the Yankees, which, legend has it, unleashed the curse of the Bambino, preventing the Red Sox from winning a World Series. Relief pitcher Alan Embry said, yes, the team talked about the curse once.
You think, yeah, you know, we're going to end this curse. And we're the group of guys that could do it. We said that in spring training. We believed in ourselves, and we went out and did it.
And what a relief to right fielder Trot Nixon, who's been with the Red Sox since 1993.
I know how much this means to the city of Boston more than anything. I hear it every day, and I lose 10, 15 pounds a year just worrying about winning ball games, trying to win a world championship for everyone. And we've done it now.
Against the Yankees and then overpowered the Cardinals, the Red Sox were portrayed, accurately for the most part, as a carefree, rules-be-damned team. But Nixon, who looks like a grown-up little leaguer with his jug ears, dirty cap, and untucked jersey, says there's one important rule on the Red Sox. Everyone stays connected, like a family.
That makes it so easier going to the ballpark every day when you know you got 25 guys that don't have headphones on. This clubhouse, you weren't allowed to have headphones on half the time. We slapped them off. So I just kind of made us a close-knit group, and we stayed that way the whole year.
That closeness envelops even past generations of Red Sox players. In the middle of the clubhouse, a few reporters surrounded Red Sox legend Johnny Pesky, a man who is intimately tied to Boston heartbreak. In the 1946 World Series against the St. Louis Cardinals, Pesky took a throw from a teammate and, some say, held the ball too long, allowing the World Series winning run to score. Pesky, now 85, has said he wanted to see one thing before he died: the Red Sox winning the World Series. Last night, he was asked whether he could now depart with a smile.
I sure can. And I'm not ready. I just got my physical yesterday, and my doctor gave me a good, clean bill of health.
Okay, good.
Pesky says he wants to stick around to see a few more Red Sox championships. Amazing how clearing that little 1918 hurdle can free a person's imagination. Tom Goldman, NPR News, St. Louis.